You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time now for our weekly catch-up with RNIB Chief Executive Matt Stringer. Matt, it's great to have you back.
My pleasure as ever. Nice to meet you, Hal.
And it's another busy week for RNIB, isn't it? We're looking at Project Enable, which ties in with the cost of living crisis that we're talking a lot about at the moment.
Yeah, no, thanks, Hal. Yeah, I mean, I've talked a lot on the radio channel, on Connect Radio, around cost of living, and I think, you know, as you and I have just been talking, you know, the cold weather really settling in now, you know, it really makes more acute and more obvious the challenges, you know, particularly around sort of heating and eating, you know, and the costs sort of therein. And I think, you know, this will now be more acute as we move through sort of December, January, February. One thing we've done as the RNIB, so we, as you've mentioned, we have a sort of Project Enable campaign, and frankly, that's a campaign across social media and across radio channels, and I've heard it myself on Classic FM, but across Classic FM and Smooth and other channels, you'll hear adverts from the RNIB promoting key services both to customers and to businesses. And it's, you know, highlighting, you know, how we can, you know, provide service to our customers, particularly, you know, with cost of living challenges, you know, reminding people that our helpline is there, highly capable, 5.5 days a week, able to provide all sorts of advice, however big or small, you know, questions are from individual customers. And as I've said, you know, really encouraging people to sort of use that resource for any challenges people have got as they move through the Christmas period and cope with the colder weather and the sort of challenges of the cost of living crisis. And then also, you know, trying to get businesses to engage, you know, as we've spoken many times, we're trying to really partner with business on matters like employment, matters like, you know, technological innovation, trying to get them to engage with us, you know, volunteering and those sorts of things. And so, you know, we're particularly looking at them to engage with us around recruitment and providing employment and around digital accessibility. So, you know, if people hear RNIB adverts on the radio over the next couple of weeks and into the new year, it's what we're calling Project Enable, but it's a very clear focus on customers to call us if they've got issues, and on businesses to call us if we can help around their broader accessibility sort of agenda.
And of course, if you have any more questions about RNIB services, the RNIB helpline is available for more information on 0303 123 9999. And it's a big week for sport as well, isn't it? As we're speaking, it's just before the quarterfinals of the World Cup, and of course we've got the semi-finals and the final to look forward to as well. British Blind Sports are also launching the sports toolkit. There's a lot going on around sports at the moment.
No, that's right. I mean, I think we're all getting, well, I think English football fans certainly getting swept up into the World Cup. I'm sure we'll probably come a cropper against the French. There's a lot going on. There's some interesting cricket series out in Pakistan at the moment. And, you know, a lot of shifts in things like rugby coaching this week as well in both England and Wales. But, yeah, you know, it just makes the point, you know, how woven, you know, sport is into the national fabric, isn't it? And I think what we've been working on as the RNIB is a program that we've been running called See Sport Differently. I mean, we've been working with British Blind Sport, and we've been working with Sport England on a variety of things. And it's a 3-year program. There's £1 million invested in this. And the good news is that we've now sort of published with these, you know, in this program with British Blind Sport, 2 new toolkits. And let's just talk about those. So one toolkit is for sight loss organizations, and the other is for national governing bodies and local sports clubs. And they both basically provide advice both to help with participation, so getting visually impaired people into sport and helping those clubs have the appropriate tools to, you know, support and be able to encourage and engage, you know, blind and partially sighted people in sport. And then we've also got, you know, the toolkits on helping blind and partially sighted people actually sort of attend events, attend matches and sporting events, and gives, you know, as I say, national bodies and local sports clubs all the information they need to be able to provide a sort of safe and engaging and warm, you know, environment for people to come and watch sport. And so, you know, we're really pleased that we've got these off the ground now. It's fitting. It's happening in this busy sporting period, but I think all periods are busy from a sports perspective. As I say, it shows how important sport is in the UK. And I'm delighted that this program with 3 of us working together has really delivered 2 really, really thorough pieces of work now that, sports clubs up and down the country can use to both boost participation and help supporters and help attendance.
Should there be plenty of football fans asking Father Christmas for a win at the World Cup. The RNIB's Letters to Santa campaign has been a huge success, and it's still open, is that right?
Yes, that's right. I mean, a number of things going on, the RNIB for Christmas. We seem to have a bunch of elves in Peterborough, helping us deliver all our Christmas ideas and propositions. But, the really good thing we've been doing is this sort of letter to Santa. And I think if people have followed us on social media or seen our website, you'll see Kira, who's our chief sort of joy maker. And we've also got a couple of other stories, Adam and Rhiannon, in there as well. And certainly Adam's story has received an enormous amount of interest, actually. About almost 80% of our social media donations came on the back of that story. So fabulous that we're getting a number of children to really share the joy that you get out of our letter from Santa. People have said, we said on this channel a number of times, and letter from Santa is that's both a physical letter. We can send you a letter in the approved format. Now, the sort of bad news almost is the deadline for that finishing was on the 2nd of December. So I'm afraid that service is no longer available. However, the good news is that the email sort of version of that is still open, and people can get in touch with us until the 20th of December, and we can respond with an email sort of letter from Santa back to your child or your children in advance of Christmas. And this campaign really seems to sort of hit the mark. Last year we sent out just over 1,500 letters, and so far this year we've sent out 2,600. So 60% increase. And I would have thought by the time we get to the end of this, we'll probably be nudging sort of 3,000, so almost a doubling. I think it really shows we've hit the sweet spot with this campaign, and it's just delightful, that blind and partially sighted kids will be getting a letter from Santa in their preferred format through this process. So, we're really pleased we've done that. I don't know whether anyone did write in, Hal, to your question and ask whether he could sort of sort out England winning the World Cup. I'm not too sure even he can organise that, but let's see how we do on Saturday. But anyway, really pleased that we'll probably have about 3,000 children with a letter from Santa this year.
Of course, again, if you've got any questions about the letters to Santa, about the British Blind Sports or the Project Enable cost of living crisis information, you can contact the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999. Well, Matt Stringer, Chief Executive of RNIB, thanks again for your time this week. Always great to catch up, and we'll look forward to speaking to you next time on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, Hal, my pleasure. Nice to speak to you. I look forward to speaking to the Connect Radio next week. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.